With the novel coronavirus as one of the biggest issues these days, we have prepared special interviews connecting with experts in the field of medicine and viruses from around the world. Currently on the line, we have a correspondent from Japan who is a professor of microbiology at Japan's Kindai University. Hello, and thank you for taking time out of your schedule to speak with us, Professor Ikuo Tsunoda.
Hello, so you are Hana?
Hi, I'm great, Professor. Thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule to speak with us. Will you mind, first of all, introducing yourself to our listeners?
Well, I'm a professor of Department of Microbiology at Kindai University, Osaka, Japan. And I've been studying virus virology for nearly 30 years.
Right. Thank you, Professor. We're clearly talking to the right person right now. So far, I hear that there is a total of 20 confirmed cases of the novel coronavirus in Japan. How are the Japanese public reacting to the outbreak?
Well, the Japanese public are worrying about the spread of a coronavirus infection actually too much.
Mm-hmm.
They are scared of coronavirus more than other highly infectious virus such as influenza virus or measles. And then they do not, influenza kills thousands of people in Japan. But coronavirus kills none so far. But people think that coronavirus is deadly.
Mm.
And once it infects people, some people believe that kill 100% of patients. That's not true.
Mm-hmm.
The ratio is about 2% or so.
Right. I actually saw a CNN article. The same thing said in the United States. They were saying influenza is a bigger problem right now, right? So it's kind of similar to what you're trying to say. And I recently saw an article saying that Japan's National Institute of Infectious Diseases has succeeded in cultivating and isolating the virus. Can you tell us how this was done?
Well, they found a virus that can grow in tissue culture, a petri dish, and then this allows to researcher to sequence the virus, and then once sequence done or culture is successful, the researcher can do many experiments, including finding nature of viruses or potentially finding the vaccine or some other findings. That so far, those information is confined in Chinese researchers.
Right. And there
so we can share the information.
Right. And there is currently an international race for discovering the vaccine for the virus among researchers and specialists.
Mm-hmm.
How close do you think we are?
Well, if you think about the similar coronavirus, SARS coronavirus.
Right.
SARS coronavirus or MERS coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
But vaccine for that coronavirus has not yet been successfully made.
That's true, right?
It's unrealistic to think about to make a successful vaccine sooner. And also, even SARS or MERS, there are thousands of people infected. But if you think about the kind of economy or the cost and the number of patients, it is not realistic to invent a vaccine. And also, there is an experiment that usually vaccine prevent virus infection, but in coronavirus, there is experiments showing that potentially vaccine can cause or enhance the infection of virus. That means that when vaccine is injected and then the host or people make antibody against the virus.
Right.
So usually those antibody prevent virus infection. But experimentally, there is a few studies showing that some coronavirus using that antibody to get into the host cells. So antibody So that's called antibody enhancement of infection. Mm. So even successful vaccine is made, there is a potential that a vaccine make it worse.
Right. Hmm. Now, after the government successfully evacuated Japanese nationals from Wuhan, three of the passengers later turned out to be infected. How is the Japanese government dealing with this situation?
Well, so since then, and if they look at the situation, they kind of change the policy and employ more strict measures. So the government decided not to admit coronavirus-infected foreigners entering Japan.
Policies have changed.
Today there are the news that the five infected people were refused to enter Japan.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. So I think this is what I call, this is more kind of double standards, because on one hand, that his government transferred infected Japanese people from Wuhan.
Right.
But refused the infected foreigners. So it's a double standard.
Yes, I understand.
So what infected people need is treatment, not another travel.
Right, exactly.
And besides, I wonder how to send them back to their country without causing a risk of virus transmission.
Right, to other people, right?
Countries. Yeah,
right. I understand what you mean 100%. And Professor, I have to ask you this, but how do you see the current situation in Japan? How will it unfold at the 2020 Summer Olympics? It's supposed to take place in Japan this year.
Well, I think that's the concern of many people, and
yes.
there is even rumor that the Tokyo Olympics is canceled, and that's of course not true.
Yes, it's highly unlikely.
I am not really worried about the Olympics this summer. Tourism. So this infection, coronavirus, is similar to SARS.
Mm-hmm.
So if you think about the situation in SARS, SARS coronavirus seems to be more infect more efficiently than current coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
But those SARS infection is subsided in half a year or so.
Right.
So, and also comparing the SARS and then current infection, all countries applying very strict preventive measures against coronavirus, much strict than SARS. So I expect that if it's similar to SARS, it's going to subside in
Olympics.
Before the Olympics.
Uh-huh.
And also, if current coronavirus is similar to other corona, coronavirus infection itself is usually winter, spring infection. It's seasonal.
I see.
So that's the second reason that I think that hopefully coronavirus infection is subsided, and then by the time, and then this way, the Japanese government does not refuse to enter any foreign Olympics. It's a shame.
Right. And I think I agree with you as well. I think the Summer Olympics will take place just as planned. Thank you, Professor, for joining us today and taking time out to talk to us here on The Scoop. And please take care.
Okay. Thank you, Hannah. 감사합니다.
감사합니다. We'll connect to another expert after a music break. Here's Leon Bridges, Beyond.